Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light and our salvation.
Amen. The Lord be with you.
Let us pray. Exalted God, you illumine the darkness with your light. You shine forth with beauty and truth. Bring to light all that is hidden. Show forth your will and power. Make yourself known to your people and show us the way to justice and peace. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
A reading according to the Gospel of Matthew. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who is born King of the Jews? For we observed his star is rising, and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. Judea, before so it has been written by the prophet, and you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me the word, so that I may go also and pay him homage." When they heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary and his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Welcome to the Epiphany of our Lord. The light of the world revealed to God's community. Epiphany literally means manifestation. Now, Christian traditions all over the world celebrate this day differently. Some traditions celebrate the three epiphanies: the wise men's adoration of the Christ child, Jesus' baptism in the Jordan River, and his first miracle when he changes water into wine at the wedding. Other traditions gather to hear and experience God's word. Hymns, scripture, conversation, meditation. These are all times when God is made manifest. Each Sunday we gather here in Christ Chapel to celebrate Holy Communion, a time when God's grace and forgiveness are present. The Epiphany of our Lord is more than a mere appearance of God in Christ. It is not a time when we say, "There he is," and leave it at that. Epiphany is insight into the reality or essential meaning of something. You are enlightened. When you have insight into the reality of something, you are changed irrevocably. You are moved to pursue another way. Today we celebrate the Epiphany or Manifestation of Christ, the manifestation of God's light and darkness, the darkness and disunity of our world. There are many pieces of Scripture that speak of God's light appearing in darkness. Isaiah 60 humorously describes the appearance of God's light, at least in my interpretation. "It is a time when the nations gather around the light of God." And I quote from Isaiah, "A multitude of camels shall cover you." My heart rejoices as I envision myself struggling beneath a pile of camels as God's light is revealed to me. Dairy cows might bring the image closer to home for some. Our text today offers us a familiar story of God in darkness. Matthew describes the journey of the wise men from the east. As we are very familiar with picturing, they are dressed in many colored robes. The camels are moving monotonously over the gently rolling sand. The stars so bright at night, beaming as it reaches out to the wise men, leading them toward the stable in Bethlehem. The wise men are drawn to this light. The people come by many different ways to the child. The child and the light seem to draw them in. Those from the west and the east, those who are royalty and those who are laboring citizens, all have seen the star and gather around the child. In the darkness, there is a community surrounding the child, a community brought together for different reasons and from different paths. I notice the differences in the Bethlehem community. There is simplicity as I envision Mary and Joseph sitting around the stable and their child. There is power or sophistication as the wise men from the east join in this small community. The wise men come from the far east. Mary and Joseph are from the west, so to speak. This community is made up of Mary, Joseph, Jesus, and the wise men. There is difference here. There are different and diverse paths on which these people tread. This community is drawn to the light of Christ in the midst of night's darkness. I think of the darkness that covers our communities. The darkness that covers our communities because of diversity and difference. I am reminded of why this J-Term's theme, a culture of peace, is always relevant. The Hamas jihad groups and Israel soldiers are firing at each other with guns and rockets as we speak right now. Israeli soldiers are killed. Palestinians are killed. Living conditions in Gaza are reported to be deteriorating sharply. Food and water and wheat are low. There is darkness present around us each day. In the midst of this terrible violence, I wonder where God is, and I think, God, this message of peace is an ancient message. How many times and in how many ways can people protest the ways in which wars are created? Isn't there another way? In our text today, there is a curious statement at the end. The wise men left for their country by another way. God's light in Christ has changed their direction somehow. They come to see the child by one way, and they leave by a different one. Their encounter with Christ moves them so much that they pursue another way home. They do not go back to Herod and report as he asked. Overcome with joy and reverence, they are moved. The sacred light of Christ changes them irrevocably. They see the light in the midst of the darkness and are overcome with extreme joy as they encounter Christ with Mary and Joseph. They kneel in humble reverence before Christ. The darkness of night does not consume the wise men. There is a posture of joy, awe, and reverence. Though Mary and Joseph and the wise men come from different ways in different areas to Bethlehem, they all gather in a community of peace under the star and before the Christ child. The sacred light of Christ brings them together. There is not a posture of dissension. I am reminded of Paul's statement in Galatians. There is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male or female. All of you are one in Christ. In communities, there is difference. We all come to this place by different roads. We encounter people each day from increasingly diverse places. But this does not prevent us from being in community together. What would it look like for us to create a community of peace? With Mary and Joseph and the wise men, how can we gather together in a peaceful community? How does the light of Christ move us to another way of living and being in the world? The sacred light of Christ offers us another way to be in community. As I said, Epiphany is insight into the reality or essential meaning of something. When you have insight, you are changed irrevocably. You are moved to pursue another way. We come into contact with God's light each day. The sacred is all around us. There are many opportunities for epiphany. God's sacred light and spirit are active in our friends sitting next to us, in the creation outside our windows, and in the acts of service and love. God's sacred and transformative light is not stuck in the first century in Bethlehem. God's posture toward us is one of grace and forgiveness, not difference and disunity. We carry our differences and uniqueness wherever we go, but God's community is one of unity. In a world filled with darkness and violence, there is also epiphany. For this month and after, of course, how will God's light change and move you to be in a peaceful community? How will your encounter with the sacred push you on another way? Amen. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
May the peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share that peace with one another before we sing our ascending hymn.